In this video, we are going to talk about training volunteer and part-time coaching ministers through Christian Leaders Institute. Many legacy churches do not have the budget to hire a large staff. Some cannot afford a full-time pastor. Some have a faithful congregation, but very few trained ministry leaders. That does not mean ministry must stop. A church can begin training volunteer and part-time leaders for focused ministry roles. One of those roles may be life coaching or ministry coaching. Think about the people already sitting in many churches. There may be a retired teacher, a business person, a mother with wisdom, a grandfather with patience, a deacon with compassion, a young adult with leadership gifts, or a couple with a strong marriage testimony. Some of these people may not be ready to preach every Sunday, but they may be ready to encourage, coach, mentor, pray, and walk beside others. Christian Leaders Institute can help turn willingness into training. A legacy church can invite potential coaching ministers into a learning pathway. They can study biblical leadership, ministry calling, listening skills, human relationships, boundaries, spiritual formation, and practical ministry care. As they grow, local church leaders can observe their character, humility, reliability, and teachability. This is important. A coaching minister should not be chosen only because they are available or confident. They should be prayerful, teachable, accountable, discreet, and willing to serve within clear boundaries. Christian Leaders Alliance may also provide ministry recognition, credentialing, or ordination pathways where appropriate. Local endorsement and accountability matter because public ministry should be trusted ministry. A common mistake is to assume that a coaching ministry needs to begin large. It does not. A church might begin with one trained volunteer meeting with one person once a week, with oversight and clear expectations. Small obedience can become fruitful. A revitalized church does not need to wait until it has everything. It can begin by training the people God has already placed there. When volunteer and part-time coaching ministers are trained well, a legacy church gains new ministry capacity. People receive care, leaders grow, the church becomes more useful to the community. That is renewal in action. Topic 10 is drawn from the course template section on life coaching, ministry coaching, and relational care ministries, including its emphasis on coaching boundaries, referral awareness, and CLI training pathways.